Good evening. It's a very beautiful evening. It's been a really sunny, lovely day, and probably was quite hot, but I've devised a clever system of staying indoors with all the curtains drawn, and then the sun doesn't get in, and so it's not hot. I've got an electric fan if the worst comes to the worst, but most of my life I spend going out and about all around Sussex and Kent, so just having an occasional evening in or day in is really something. So today I've got I'm quite excited about this one. So the last one I did was the Badger Ironheart, absolutely incredibly amazing. And I'm also going to do one more where I compare the Ironheart with the Golden Champion, okay? But today I've got Adnams Double Ghost IPA, and this is pretty new for bottles, 5.2%. So I've actually just drunk a Badger's Ironheart, and again that's 5.2%. So I'm going to obviously compare the two in my mind. And so this is like the big brother of the Ghost Ship. Double dry hopping whips up a surge of tropical fruit and flashes of white grape, followed by a crack of rye spice. So the beautiful thing about these Ghost Ship ales is that they contain rye, and that is a very special cereal for a beer. Absolutely fantastic, really deep orange gold notes. It really is the most beautiful of all the pale ales. It's just autumnal in its sort of, orangeness. So I'm just going to take a quick picture. Okay. Sorry, bit of a cough. And I'm gonna crack on and try this one. It's really nice looking. And I do think at 5.2%, I mean, if you're used to sort of that kind of strength, when you try something that's 3.4%, it's just hopelessly disappointing. It's kind of water that has a faint impression of beer. So let's get inside this one, and so just thinking, every year I do try some pale ales in June, and years ago I used to have those little bottles, little stumpy bottles of Stella and that, but that was in the days when Stella was 5.2%, and it isn't now. So, anyway, so this year I've gone for this new Ironheart, the Golden Champion, the Proper Job I've had, and the Big Job from St. Austell. This Double Ghost, I've also had a Ghost Ship back in May, and I was really disappointed with the Ghost Ship because they've dumbed it down from 4.5% to 4.1%. So I'm just trying this Double Ghost today, and then that's more or less me for Abnams because they've been bought out. It's just not the same. And the moment that the company is bought out, because it was something like £2.3 million in, in arrears or whatever, they're going to cheapskate at every point, and it's just not going to end up as the same beer at all. And it's established 1872, so the last thing you want to do is to mess with the recipes, but they will. Right, so what was the other one I had? Can't remember. But yeah, no, so it's some interesting because the ones that I've really chosen are quite hefty beers. I mean, oh yeah, the Citra was 4.6. These two are 5.2. And then the Big Job was 7.2. But the Proper Job is 5.5. They're big beers. And you would think surely on a hot summer's day you would want to drink something very light, like the old Speckled Hen to a session beer for 3.4%. Probably not a bad idea to have a few of those in, but to be honest, the hotter the day, the stronger the beer I seem to want. And then you want something Asian with it, like curry. I don't know. It's just one of those odd things, isn't it? But I've got sweet and sour today, and the humour is that the chicken went off, so I've gone for pork, but I haven't actually got any pork, but I've got a kilo of bacon, so I'm going to do bacon sweet and sour. And I reckon it'll be really, really delicious, actually. Right, so let's get on with this. I've just let it settle a bit here. We're not seeing a lot of bubbles in this one. It's just, I mean, there's some, you know, there's some rising bubbles, but it's very serene. It's a really orange, autumnal, dark gold. It looks utterly compelling. I did have a pint of it in the Swan Lavenham in Suffolk once. That's, you know, it's very, very memorable when you can have a Suffolk beer in a Suffolk pub. That is really incredible. It's the rye that's doing it. It gives you a back kick. It's just something tremendous. I definitely think if you do like bottled ales, you must try the Big Job, the Citra, the Iron Heart, and this Double Ghost. But you must try the four that I've really highlighted because they're like the four points of a square. They hit the pale ale genre at the four points of a square. And everything else is sort of in between or possibly just outside the square. But, you know, I do think you're hitting it at all the angles here because the Iron Heart was like a continental pilsner. The Big Job was incredibly refreshing, fantastic hoppy pale ale, but double IPA, you know, at 7.2%, absolutely delicious. The Citra, you know, you're going to like it or loathe it, but it is the far point of pale. I mean, you could be paler. You know, it's really, really, really lemon gold, that one. And then we'll see how the Golden Champion does. The Golden Champion is like, it's a long running badger beer. I mean, I've done a lot of pale ales and you know, whether they still do them or not, I don't know. I guess they just go with whatever sells the most, but it's like a little hamster hiding behind something. But every time you get it out, it's a real humdinger of a good ale, that one. Very beautiful. It's really exactly what a pale ale should be, in my opinion. Another very good one that I haven't highlighted is Liddell's Own Golden Ale. That is just fine, you know. It's 4.1%, but it's a beautiful taste, beautiful colour, really nice standby beer. Can't go wrong with that one. But this Double Ghost is a heck of a powerhouse. And so out of these four, in many ways, I would say this one's the mightiest. And the reason is that extra rye just gives it such a powerful punch. It really does, like a Suffolk punch, you know, the big shy horse. I've been to Southwold and all the pubs there, of course, at Adnams. We had fish and chips and went on the pier. I had some cake on the pier. It's quite quaint, you know. It's like Whitstable. It sort of hasn't changed in all the years. Now I'm really lost in admiration for the colour of this one, and the strength is fantastic. But you know, even on the nose, that rye is coming through. Yeah, even though it's 2% less than the Big Job, this is by far the mightiest of these four beers. And I'm really appreciating it, you know. It is an absolutely fantastic British beer. It's almost hit the pinnacle of what British beer can do. I mean, hopefully later in the year I'm going to be able to get to Hook Norton and do a review on several of the Hook Norton beers, which to my mind are just, you know, they're in the seventh heaven. And then later still, perhaps the Malden beers, which come from Sudbury in Suffolk, and they are absolutely magnificent. And their emblem is the Suffolk Punch Shire Horse. So I'd like to see Shire Horses ploughing again. I'd like to see oxen ploughing again. But just, you know, just buy the beer, try it. It's unbelievably good. You know, it tastes of, I mean, it's got a massive, it's like biting into a crisp apple or a celery stick. It's got a massive bite, which is just front of tongue, and it doesn't leave you. It's a huge packing beer. You know, it's got beetroot notes, it's got celery, it's got grapes, if you want to read the back of the bottle. It's got white pepper, got a bit of cinnamon punch in it. It's got potato skins. It's got there's a certain sort of ginger marmalade at the back of it as well. It's just absolutely superlative. It really is fantastic. All four of the beers that I've chosen in their own way, and the Citra is right out on a limb, but they are utterly fantastic. It does show the variety, the variation in pale ale, you know. It's for me, it's just so much more exciting than the old brown beers and bitters that we used to drink years ago. I didn't really think about it, but this sort of resurgence of the bottled beer trade, I mean, most pubs have always sold bottled beers as off sales, but you know, the supermarkets have really got into a long display of bottled beers, and so these beers are being brewed particularly for the bottle market. And you'll find with Adnams, and indeed all of them, Proper Job and Citra as well, the bottled beer is a lot stronger than the one you buy on draft, and it's a lot more flavoursome. So, you know, I heartily recommend filling up the bottom of your fridge, at least, if not the whole fridge, with bottled beers of this calibre. Right. I've also got a bit of Edam and some cucumber, which I'm just going to munch my way through now, and then I'm going to get the bacon sizzling with some mushrooms, pepper, leek, onion, spring onion, and I'm going to put in some lime, lemon, orange, a little tiny bit of beer if there's any left, a tiny bit of red wine, and the sweet and sour. Oh, it's vinegar, cider vinegar. Why not? So, crack on. Absolutely fantastic. Big job, 7.2%. What a whopper. Citra at the other end, pale as pale, like a lemon, you know, 4.6%. But very, very light and an almost feminine beer, if you'll excuse the expression. And although I'm very feminine, of course, and I drink them all, the Badger Ironheart, I'm absolutely lost in admiration for that one. But I do think this one is a good, you know, fantastic little session. Have a Badger Ironheart and then a Ghost. And I'll finish it up with a Big Job, why not? These two were absolutely complementing each other. They're not at all alike, but they're both 5.2%. Oh, they're just, I'm so pleased with all these beers. So, one more audio, a bit later in the week, I'll sort it out with the Golden Champion and we'll sort of round it up. And then I will be doing stouts because, you know, even in the summer, stout is still, well, it's a good stout drink, isn't it? And see what you can find. But, you know, ideally, keep away from the supermarkets when you can, and just get out to the country brewers and see if you can buy cases of beers. I mean, sometimes they'll do you a case of 12 12 different beers that they brew. Hook Norton will. And that's an absolute treat, you know. And they're always trying new brews. And some of their older brews sort of lose the way, you know. And it's a shame, but the thing is that there's just massive moving, flowing trend in beer drinking. And, you know, they're just trying to anticipate it all the time. That's the thing.